there are several steps between men and gods, and the relative superiority of each is ruled by the degree of light accorded to each. Ideas of duality surround the serpent. This symbol is one of the most ancient. The serpent weaves and is wise, teaching primeval man the mysteries. The tree and the serpent together forms a divine imagery. Trees are maps of life that connect heaven and earth. Dragons and serpents of antiquity are usually seven-headed, one head for each of the seven root races and seven principles of nature. Legends of all nations and tribes point to the once universal belief that serpents have wisdom and cunning. They are charmers. The crocodile is the Egyptian dragon, the dual symbol of heaven and earth, sun and moon. And it was only in the Middle Ages did the serpent become a symbol of evil. Early Christians had dual logos as a true and perfect serpent who was called the seven-voweled God, he who brings the soul into the light of lights. Good and evil are offshoots from the same trunk of the tree of being. In antiquity, there was no such thing as isolated good or evil. Pagans referred to good and evil as twin brothers born from the same mother. And after this time, both were abstract symbols, light and dark, sun and moon, day and night, suras and asuras. But once man ascribed to one god, so Satan became a scapegoat for cruelty and injustice. In every people except Christians, there is no opposite aspect to the Creator. One cannot claim an omniscient God of everything and then divide out or divorce him from evil. God must either include evil or stand as the direct cause of it, or surrender his claim of absoluteness. The devil is God reversed, is the adage. Evil is a force which is antagonistic yet essential to God. No life is possible without death. Plants would perish in eternal sunlight, as would man. Centripetal and centrifugal forces produce harmony. And antiquity was imbued with a philosophy teaching a downward descent of spirit into matter. The fall is a desire to know. The origin of which was the war in heaven, traced back to India, that teaches of three wars. The first before the building of the solar system. The second at the creation of man. And the third during the period of Atlantis and Lemuria. There are several steps between men and gods, and the relative superiority of each is ruled by the degree of light accorded to each. Ideas of duality surround the serpent. The symbol is one of the most ancient. And only in the Middle Ages did the serpent become a symbol of evil. But good and evil are offshoots from the same trunk of the tree of being. Good and evil, twin brothers born from the same mother. Abstract symbols, light and dark, sun and moon, day and night, Suras and Asuras.